Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for the second game of this three-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Reading Fightin' Phils. We've got a special guest on today's Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. It's the San Francisco Giants Director of Player Development and former Flying Squirrels manager Kyle Haynes. You're back here at the Diamond, Kyle. What's it like to be back here in this new role for you?
Well, great to be here, Jake. And, you know, it's definitely different. You know, you kind of step back in and you start to remind yourself when you go around a lot of these places, kind of old routines you used to have. So, you know, I picture myself driving the ballpark as a manager, and, you know, you kind of feel like you're in the twilight zone a little bit sometimes and see all the people. And it's just always great to catch up with everybody. And then especially coming here to Richmond, definitely a special place to me. Really grew to feel like this is a part of me and who I am as a person. And there's nothing better than coming around the corner at the Diamond and seeing Parney and his staff here and seeing everybody and being able to say hello and catch up with them. There's nothing better than that.
What are some of your favorite memories from that 2017 season?
Well, I was really happy with how we finished up. You know, definitely it's pretty crazy telling Reyes Marant, Miguel Gomez, Dan Slania they're going to the major leagues right from here. You know, all three were caught off guard. Obviously, the AAA, it's a little less of a surprise because guys know they're one step away. But to be able to tell guys that, hey, you know, congratulations, you're going to the big leagues for the first time and surprise them with it, that's a little surreal. It's definitely a great time for all the staff, so that one definitely stands out. But also how well we finished up as a team. We just didn't start out very well that year. We had some key players who were promoted to AAA, and we weren't playing that well to start with, so then that really gave us a gut punch. And then just to see some guys develop throughout that year and get better each and every day, and to really be one of the better teams in the Eastern League the last 2 months of the year, and to finish up on a good note, was really able to send us in the offseason feeling a little bit better about what we were doing in player development.
And now you're in a position where you affect player development directly, and it's not just a micro view of what's happening in Richmond, but macro of the entire Giants organization. What exactly is your role as the Director of Player Development?
Yeah, I mean, I think my role is just basically to hold everybody accountable. We got a lot of good people in place. I just try to let them do their job, try to let them be who they are, and then, you know, every so often just try to be their accountability partner and keep an eye out for everything that I can, whether it be on or off the field, and try to be an overview and just try to basically create the player development system that our fans would be proud of, one that can produce impactful talent for our major league team and that would be good Giants when they arrive in San Francisco, and people that our fans would really take pride in having as a part of their community and as a part of their families, so to speak, each and every night on the TV or in person when they go to Oracle Park.
When you come in and you watch the Richmond Flying Squirrels or the San Jose Giants, Sacramento Rivercats, what have you, what do you look for?
Well, I think the number one thing you look for is just guys that are hungry to get better each and every day. You know, we have T-shirts made up with the greater than symbol on the front and then yesterday on the back, and that was Darren McMaines in the big leagues. Mental Skills came up with that and made T-shirts for everybody. Just remind them, hey, just, you know, be a little bit better than yesterday. And I think, you know, the key is you want to see everybody just torching it, just killing it out on the field, right? But the truth is, we got to make them 1% better every day. And if we do that, we're going to get a long ways in a season. And I think the big thing is to seek steady, consistent growth and not just a massive up and down roller coaster for their development. And basically, when we get to the end of the year, you know, it's kind of like the stock market. You just want it to go up. At the end of the year, you want it to be higher than it was when it started. And even though there is ups and downs, you just be better tomorrow than you were today in some shape or form.
When you take a look at this Flying Squirrels roster, it's a pretty interesting mix. You've got guys playing at the AA level for the first time, guys who are returning to this level, and guys who have some big league experience. What's the process like putting together who's going where?
Yeah, it's massive. It's especially been tough this year. There's been a lot of guys who maybe were deserving of a promotion and had to repeat or be demoted just out of sheer, you know, better maybe depth and quality of the organization from top to bottom. We have a great group of guys in AAA. That team's been fantastic so far, other than, you know, just a couple hiccups versus Las Vegas there. But Lower levels, seems like our depth's getting better and better each and every year. And, you know, that sandwiches the guys in this level. So you end up with some older guys, so to speak, guys that have been around a little bit, either back in AA or repeating, and then, you know, some younger guys kind of creeping up from the lower levels that are doing a lot of fantastic things.
One of the guys that's back in AA for the first time since 2017, the year that you managed, and maybe one of the bigger surprises on the opening day roster, is Chris Shaw, who was in the big leagues last year. What was the conversation with him like when he was told that he was going to be here?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely not an easy one. You know, Chris could easily be maybe on the major league team in the right circumstance. And, you know, it just so happened we had all those AAA outfielders there, and instead of making him a part of a rotation in AAA, just said, hey, let's go back to Richmond. He made a lot of progress in his overall development, both on the at the plate and in the field. He transitioned to the outfield here. So I think the big one was just trying to get him back to that level of growth here in the Eastern League that he had the previous time, as far as being more balanced and controlling the zone a little better, combined with his power and just becoming that overall hitter. And he was going to do that with regular at-bats, whereas in AAA it's more of a rotation with other guys. And for right now, instead of rotating him in with a whole bunch of other guys and not getting that consistent at-bats to maybe work on some changes, it's better for him to come here and be a part of Richmond. And we definitely view Richmond as a AAA caliber setup here with Parney in the front office and the fans, and they've made the transition really well for him where he doesn't feel like it's a demotion. He just knows it's a step for him to develop, and there's no doubt in my mind he'll be in San Francisco or Sacramento even soon.
There are a couple other guys on this Flying Squirrels roster that are also part of the 40-man roster. Logan Webb is on the mound tonight for Richmond against the Reading Fighting Phils, a 6:35 first pitch. Melvin Adonis here as well. We've seen his 100-mile-an-hour fastball. What do you expect out of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I'd love to see them force us to put them in the major leagues at some point. I don't think that will happen in 2019, but it wouldn't be surprising if because they have that type of talent. And I know people are tired of me talking about Logan Webb, and I feel like he's one of the more underrated pitching prospects in the whole game of baseball. I feel like I watch guys that are on the top 100 list for other teams, and for me, he's better than they are by far. And I know I'm biased because I absolutely love the kid. I love his ability, and I love watching him pitch and being around him on a daily basis. And I've been a huge Melvin Adon guy for a long time. You can look back, he was horrible in the Northwest League, really, and I kept telling Baseball America and some of these publications, I'm like, don't sleep on this guy. I was like, they don't make him like this, you know, and I know there's some skepticism because everybody wants to look at the ERA and some other things, but you can't get past a big, strong guy who throws hard with a very powerful slider, and you know he's just going to be an impactful reliever for us someday. But, you know, I've definitely been a supporter since the first day I saw him in the United States coming over as a youngster. And then Logan Webb, I mean, I still don't get it, but I'm kind of glad that people don't give him the credit he deserves, because I want to keep him with that chip on his shoulder the rest of his career and prove everybody wrong.
Couple of guys that aren't really flying under any radars, not with Richmond, but down in San Jose, you've got the two consensus top prospects in the organization. Joey Bart out for a little bit with a hand injury. Elliot Ramos has been lighting the California League on fire. Are those guys that maybe we could see here at some point this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to let them progress at their own rate. And, I mean, Ramos is 19 years old. He's leading the Cal League in OPS. He's one of the top guys in almost every offensive category, playing center field. And, I mean, It's been unbelievable what he's done so far, and you know, I just want him to stay focused there and put together a good stretch of games. And you know, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point he forces and says, you know what, I'm just flat out too good for this league, and I've proven it for a few months now, and force his way up here and see how he does versus this jump, which maybe is the biggest jump in all of baseball for any minor league player, is from high A to double A. And then Joey was doing what Joey does. He was fantastic all areas of the game, and then suffered a little setback there with a very small fracture in his hand, and he'll be down for a few weeks, but no doubt he'll come back. And you know, once he goes back to San Jose and puts it together, then you know, once he proves that he's got nothing left to learn at that level, then he'll move up to this one.
Certainly a bunch of exciting guys here in Richmond, bunch of exciting guys to come through Richmond in maybe this year and then years to come. Kyle, great to have you back here at the Diamond. Thanks so much for your time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Always great to be here, Jake. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then it's first pitch between Richmond and Reading on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.